Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast for this week, Heart Catholic Women. It's great to have you with us. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello everyone, it's great to be here.
Now today we are talking about how do we cope with our burdens as a Christian. And in recording this, we're coming up to Good Friday, so it feels like a beautiful time to talk about this topic. And particularly I wanted to share about what we talked about in our Heartbeat video this week, which is about taking up your cross, which is, I think, a phrase that we may have heard many times if we're a Christian, but it's not necessarily something that
we've understood.
Yeah, we've understood or even know how to do. And not that this will necessarily encompass all of that, because it's difficult to do, but it's something that if we're going to be a Christian, God asks us to do.
Yeah, it's interesting when you started just with the title then, talking about what we're going to be talking about today, I had a picture of we're all standing and we've all got backpacks on. And in our backpacks, some have heavier stones than others. And it's not like any worse or less or best or whatever. It's just whatever God designs for us on our journey of life. But in the backpack, even though it might be heavy stones, God's with us, and it's like he's lifting the backpack off our back and then we can walk forward really easily.
I'm not sure though whether or not God necessarily designs all our burdens for us though. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, I think we can do it to ourselves.
Sometimes I think it's just life and it happens.
Yes.
And but God is always constantly there.
Yeah. So let me re-say that then. I'm not saying, like you just acknowledged, I'm not saying that God put the stones in there, but whatever happens on our journey of life, even if it's stones we've put there, or if it's circumstances, or if it's because we live in a fallen world and other people have done wrong or sinned and they put the stone in our backpack. Or God has sent it to us, because sometimes he can. No matter how it's done, he walks with us and he's carrying that burden.
Yeah. I think I shared in the video this week from Luke chapter 9 verse 23, where it says, to be a Christian, we are asked to take upon our cross and follow him. And I think the key part to taking on our cross or taking it up is the next bit, which is and follow him. Because I think so often we can take up our cross. We can live with the things that are put in our lives that are difficult, but sometimes I don't think we take them to God. We're doing it in our own strength. Like, yes. I think we're not asking him to come and lead us through our burdens.
Yes, but the cross, as you stated when you shared, the cross for different people is so different. Like, it might be you're the only one in your family that acknowledges Jesus as Lord. And you need to focus, and you want to love the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the burden that you carry is a beautiful, it's actually a beautiful burden, because you have a burden that the rest of your family comes to know the love of God. But it is something that you carry. It is something that...
A loneliness in that. At times.
It's a difficulty. Encompasses so many different things for different people.
Like I shared, obviously, about my beautiful daughter, Hannah, and the challenges that she faces and that I then face as a parent who loves her that much, that you want to care for her. And I love her so deeply. And with that comes a challenge of, you know, wanting her to do well for herself and being cared for, but it's a constant burden, and I have to learn to ask God to come into that Yes. Otherwise, it can become too much.
Yes. But then the other side of the existence of our lives is we don't just live on the earth. We live actually in the kingdom realm of God.
Mm.
And he says in the Our Father, pray that his kingdom comes to earth. We know our God looks differently to man.
Mm.
What does he say? He looks at the heart. So when he looks at Hannah, he sees no imperfections. Hannah is Hannah.
Yep.
The way he designed her and created her and wants her to develop still, wants us to try and help with her communication and with her life. But we don't have to put on the different degrees of what we expect because that's what the world expects. Mm. It's a different seeing of things, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's certainly shown me as I've been sharing about God's love for people and an insight into how God loves us for all of who we are, all the different parts of us, and also all the differences that we have compared to other people. Like we're just all so different and he's, you know, put that in us and created us. But it's given me an insight into just loving people and being compassionate and being patient and, you know, just so many things that I would have said I already was, but has given me a depth for those things.
Being less judgmental.
Yes, big time.
Because, and I'm just trying to explain it this way, we're all imperfect. Hannah's imperfections maybe can be seen because she can't communicate very well or she can't do certain tasks, but our imperfections can be more deep-seated and they're still there and God still wants us to work through them with him because one day we will all only be perfect one day in heaven with him. You know, it's just a different way of seeing and because then, like you said, and I'm using the word, we don't judge people because we're all different. We all have different burdens, have different crosses, have different tasks, have different whatever it is.
So I was thinking maybe now we can move our conversation to be how do we follow God with our burdens, with the crosses that we all have in life, and they're all different. You would have different ones to what I have.
Yeah.
How do we follow him with those burdens? And one of the things I was thinking is we have to come to a realization, and our burdens and crosses that we hold can do this for us, is we need to be vulnerable. And in being vulnerable, we can allow God to come and help us in that situation. But by recognizing, and what does that mean? It recognizing that God is God and I'm not.
Yes.
And God, the creator of the universe, who loves me so much that made me, wants to come into my situation.
Yes. Mm. He wants us to have hearts that are open, hearts that are vulnerable, surrendered, hearts that hold no bitterness, hold no revenge or regret or, you know, why is this happening to me? Now, that's something that we have to process through.
That's difficult to get
to. It's, yeah.
And I think it's constant. Like, to be honest, there are some days I still go, God, why did this have to happen?
And that's
like,
not wrong.
Yeah.
God never says just because we question or ask or whatever. Mm. No, but it is a process we have to, I guess, discuss, argue, deal with. Because if we don't, we could sometimes become very bitter and mean and nasty because it's like, well, look what life's
given me.
Done to me. And we may never have the answers, though. That's the mystery.
Yeah.
But if on top of that we overlay it with our Father is good, our God is good, he's a good Father.
Mm.
He only wants the best for us. And we cannot understand some things this side of heaven. So therefore we trust. And in the trusting, peace comes, even if we don't have the answers.
Yeah, I agree. I've had to, over the last few years, more than ever, rely on God more. Because if I'm doing it in my own strength, to be honest, I fall apart more than if I'm not doing it with him. So that doesn't mean I don't still fall apart. But when I can ask God to come and give me strength, then I don't as much.
And that's all God expects.
Mm.
He understands we're frail. You go read story after story in the Old Testament, let alone the New Testament, and it tells you God looked upon his people. He was compassionate. He was merciful. He understood how we were. But if we turn to him, he came and helped.
Mm.
It's only when we turned our back on him that he got angry maybe or felt like, well, I can't help them now.
Mm.
But he always was there for us and always still is.
Mm. I think certainly when you're carrying your cross, recognizing, well, I think it actually makes us recognize that we need God.
Yeah.
That we can't do it by ourselves. And certainly I've had to say to God many times, I need you, God, in this situation. And I've even said like this phrase, God, I need you right now because I can't do this. Like yes. Whatever the situation was, I can't do this right now. Or God, I can't see a way through this. So God, I need you because you know what? I'm trying the best I can and I got nothing.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And it comes to mind when there's a father who comes to Jesus in the New Testament and says, would you help my son? Your disciples tried to pray for his healing and it didn't work. But he said, I believe, but help my unbelief.
Yep.
Because we all go from, yeah, we're having great days and God is fantastic and we'll do everything. And others like, God, where are you? Have you abandoned me? Even just Jesus called out on the cross, Father, why have you abandoned me? So he understands how we feel. But it's like, Lord, I believe in you. I believe you. Help my unbelief.
So I was thinking we could just finish like we always do with the weekly challenge and what the weekly challenge is, and maybe we can give some ideas. So my thoughts for the weekly challenge this week was, what small step can you take to follow God with your cross? So my first thought was one step that we could take, and everyone obviously has to assess this through your own situation, but is at the beginning of each of your days is to wake up and to ask God to come in, to turn to him at the beginning of your day. So something that I've started doing in the last, only probably the last fortnight or so, is I love listening to the radio in the morning when I'm getting ready to take Hannah to school, is I've actually stopped doing that. And I've actually decided first, before I listen to the radio, because I still enjoy it, first I'm going to turn on some worship music. I'm going to ask God to come in my day because I want him in my life more than I want to listen to the radio.
Yeah,
I'll still listen to the radio,
yeah,
but I'll do that first.
Yeah. Well, that's very interesting because I felt on my heart too, as I wake in the morning, instead of leaning towards my phone to see what messages have happened overnight, is lying there and going, Lord, I want to start the day with you. I want you to be in my life. I want to give everything over to you. So similar type of thing. I want him first before I have going to look at any stupid messages that might have happened.
Yeah. So that's certainly a bit of mine. The other thing I thought is when you're in that place of the situation you might be in with your particular cross, whatever that is for you, whether it's a health issue, whether it's family relationships, you know, think of something. To be honest, I think it just comes to your mind. You know what it is.
Yeah.
But when you're in it and in the middle of it, having that prayer and thought, God, right now, would you come?
Yeah. Asking the Holy Spirit, would you give me the wisdom or give me the eyes to see first on an area that you want me to work on, and then give me the wisdom to know how to do it. And it's more open my ears, open my eyes, open my heart so that I can see and know that I might not get it right the first time, but you're always there for me and guiding me.
And then the other thing I've been trying to do more and more is when I'm praying, because I try to pray every day, but is I try now to actually pray for Hannah's therapists. So I pray for her speech therapist, her physio, her OT, and they don't know I'm praying for them. But I actually pray that they would be the very best speech therapist that they can possibly be, that they would, you know, go to different seminars to learn things, that God would just pour into them, that they would be the best that they could possibly be with the gifts God's given them, because then that hopefully will flow on to Hannah to get the best that she can possibly get, and that God blessings Hannah through blessing them.
Yep.
Like by trying to say, God, would you come into this situation? So thinking of all these aspects that make up, you know, our life, and saying, God, why don't you come in here and come in here and come in here?
Well, an extension of that is praying for people on the prayer wall, in that we are praying for others and we don't have the solution, but we say, Lord, we know that you do. We ask you to come into other people's lives. Actually, sometimes taking the focus off us onto others, we go, whoa, their burdens are so heavy and mine is not even anywhere near there, what they have to carry. It actually makes you appreciate. And so in that appreciation, you're thanking God and worshipping him. But also then praying for others who have a lot of crosses to bear.
Yep. Well, I think that's given us a few thoughts. So the weekly challenge is, what small step can you take to follow God with your cross? So we hope that conversation has really blessed you today, and we pray that you would have a wonderfully blessed Easter for you, for your family and friends and those loved ones around you. So we wish you a very happy Easter.
Yes, we do. And in all of this, because of what Jesus has done for dying on the cross for us and rising again, that knowing he even says, give your burdens to him, because his yoke is easy and his burdens are light. And we want to acknowledge that with our God, and we wish you a very happy Easter to all.
We look forward to chatting with you all next week. Bye.
Bye.